Welcome once again to Leto's Law. Here's Steve Leto.
I got a great question via email from a gentleman named Garrett. I hope he doesn't mind me using his name. I think the email is intended to be, you know, conversation starter for the channel. And it ties in with incidents that have happened recently in my life. I mentioned the other day that I was driving in traffic and I got rear-ended by somebody while stopped at a light. I am fine, but my 2019 Ford Explorer is not. In fact, I just got the estimate that was passed along to my insurance company, and it's going to be about $5,700 worth of repairs. And the interesting thing about that repair estimate is that it includes a surprisingly large number of hours of repair. And I'm not saying that I doubt any of this. I'm simply pointing this out because this is what we're going to be talking about. But on the estimate total, it shows that there's going to be about, what's the total? 34 and a half hours of repair time, 34 and a half hours of skilled labor to fix the vehicle. That's not counting the parts. That's just the labor going into it. And so Garrett had sent me an email and asked me specifically about the labor that mechanics do. And we're talking about here the mechanics working on your vehicle when you bring it in for something that needs to be fixed, like it's not running properly, brake job, water pump, head gasket, whatever, actual automotive repairs. But, you know, the time and parts issues do arise both in body shops or in just the automotive mechanical repair industry. But Garrett writes, Steve, love the videos. I wanted to see if you could do one of your cool videos on the legality of how dealerships overcharge for labor. You'll notice that he's buttering me up there. I know they go by a book value for a maximum time to charge someone, even if it takes them less time to complete the job. For some reason, they still charge book time. Not sure how that's legal. And he refers to a dealership in his hometown who wanted to charge him and his wife $967 to do a basic brake job. Book time was 4.8 hours, but he goes, it took them less than 3 hours to complete the job. Still wanted to charge for the 4.8 hours of book time. He says that he went round and round with the dealership about it, and finally somebody agreed to knock 2 hours off the bill after saying we can't do that, in essence. And he says, you know, what are the laws and rules and regulations and customs arising here? And this is a great point because I've had people ask me this question in many different ways, and it's come up before. But the point is that if you bring your car into a shop and say, something's wrong with it, and they diagnose and they figure out what's wrong with it. They go, hey, we know what's wrong with your car, okay? And let's pick a simple operation that everyone will understand. It's the water pump. And I've talked about water pumps before because in the old days, water pumps were easy to find and relatively easy to fix. I've done water pumps before. Nowadays, they can be electronic. Nowadays, they can be inside the engine. So I'm not saying that we live in crazy, wondrous times where modern technology is baffling. I'm simply saying that a water pump replacement is something that most people would go, I understand what you're talking about. There's a water pump on the vehicle. The one that's there is bad. We have to take it off and put a new one on. Right? Okay. So if you are a mechanic, you know what I'm going to explain at this point. But if you're not a mechanic or unfamiliar, there are what they call time and parts guides. And somebody out there are recognized organizations that do this. In the old days, there were like Chilton's manuals and Motors manuals and so on. And you could actually, if you wanted to, find a book that says how to replace the water pump in this particular car. And it would actually show you step by step how to do it. And then, you know, how. Step one, shut engine off. Step two, get out of car, pop hood, that kind of thing. And there are guides that tell you how to do the work, but there's also guides that say, here's how long it should take a competent mechanic to do this job. And somebody has actually gone through the process and said, you know, here's what it would take to do this job. And they actually have these different jobs laid out. So they'll tell you for a brake job, it'll take this. To do, to flush the system would do this. To bleed the brakes, it'll take this. And they've actually got all these times. And, you know, the interesting thing about the collision estimate on my vehicle has the exact same thing where it's broken down, such as, you know, fixing the trailer hitch, fixing this wiring harness, fixing this cap, fixing this, fixing that. It has it broken down. And I suspect now, I admit I'm speculating on this, but correct me if I'm wrong. I suspect now that what used to be in books is now on computers. So that if you typed in make, model, and probably engine type on a particular vehicle and said water pump, it'll kick back and say, yes, that is a 2.3-hour job or a 4.9-hour job or something. It'll give you the length of time it should take that job to be done by a competent mechanic. Now, the other part of the equation is the cost of the materials. So if you're putting a water pump in, there's going to be a cost for a brand new water pump. Now, I'm not going to get into this that much because that wasn't the question. But again, there's going to be a fixed cost for that as well. So you're going to pay for the water pump and the labor to install same. And of course, if it's a water pump, you may have a gasket involved. There may be some materials involved. You may lose some antifreeze or coolant in the process. You may have to replace that as well. There might be some environmental fees they charge everyone when they release environmental things. Shop materials like rags and so on. But the point simply is that it's going to be a water pump, which is a thing, plus the labor to do that. Now, his point is that they estimate, apparently on the high side, it seems, and I've heard people say this before, that mechanics often get paid book time, meaning that they get paid for 4.8 hours on a job that's booked at 4.8 hours, even if it didn't take them 4.8 hours to do it. And there's a couple things that you have to think about, one of which is when they say for a competent mechanic to do it, it's going to be an average. It's going to be an average. Don't get me wrong. There's probably some super mechanics out there who can do everything perfectly, efficiently, smoothly the first time they do it because they've done it before. They've got it down. They've done 100 of these. They can do one, and they can actually probably do it as, you know, mind-blowingly fast. But it's going to be the average amount of time it takes to do it. But the other thing is that if the mechanic does the job right, we don't really care how long it took them. I don't care. I just want them to do the job right. I don't want them rushing to do the job. But, you know, there's going to be factors that make a thing go a little bit faster, a little bit slower. And it really doesn't make sense to actually say we're going to charge based on like a stopwatch time. The obvious reason is that if you do that, it encourages them to work slower. You don't want that either. So you might say, well, Steve, is there a correct answer here? Because if the book time says it's 3.5 hours to do the job, and I know for a fact it took the guy an hour, shouldn't he only charge me an hour? Well, book time and hours and all this stuff, it's actually just shorthand for how hard was the job, okay? 35 hours to fix my Explorer, that sounds like a lot of work, okay? And I'll do an entire video on that somewhere down the road. And so when they say it's 3 hours to do a job and the guy does it in 2 hours, you know, should the guy give you a discount because he worked faster? Well, really the point in all of this is, and I'm at a bit of a handicap, one of the few laws we have in Michigan that is actually a good law that most states don't have is a law called the Motor Vehicle Service and Repair Act. And that law in Michigan requires auto repair facilities to give a written estimate in advance of the work being done that tells you what it's going to cost you, parts and labor. So they'll actually say, oh, you have a water pump that needs to be replaced on your car. Here's what it will cost you. And they'll give it to you in writing. And it'll say, water pump will cost this. Shop rags will cost this. One thing of antifreeze will cost you this. Labor is going to cost you this many hours at this rate. Grand total, here's what it will cost you. And they give you a dollar value. They tell you. They go, here's what it's going to cost you. And so you go in and say, oh, okay, and if you wanted to, you could call around and find out if it's a good price or not. But the interesting thing that's happened, and by the way, that law was passed before I was an attorney. That law was passed back in, I think, the late 70s. Motor Vehicle Service and Repair Act, MCL 257-1301, et sec. Blue book's behind me. And interesting thing is that when that law came into effect and basically made dealerships and repair shops and gas stations give an estimate in advance, suddenly the whole field became quite settled, meaning that people didn't want to put stuff in writing that was horribly off because they knew darn well that someone's going to get a written estimate and go, wait, you're trying to rip me off. I showed this to somebody else and they go, 15 hours to replace a water pump? You crazy? And the minute you make somebody put something in writing on like their letterhead or a repair order, they suddenly, somehow, everything becomes a little bit more controlled. It just did. And so I have people who call my office. They go, I think I got ripped off. But they are never calling my office saying I got ripped off on how many hours I got charged or what the parts cost. The only thing ever really was that really necessary to do that repair, which is another story altogether. We're simply talking about how much they'd get charged for the time they spend working on something. And so when the amount of time comes out of a time and parts guide, then the time is usually what's allocated to do that repair. Okay? So my point in all of this is that if the time and parts guide says it's 3.9 hours to do a job, and the guy does it in two, he gets paid for 3.9. Okay? The same way that if it says 3.9 hours and it takes him 4.5, he charges you 3.9. As long as they stick to both sides of that, if they go over or under, they always charge this. Because here's the thing. Time and parts guy is going to say, you can do this job in 3.9 hours, right? They pop the hood on your car and you drive a lot on salty roads outdoors where your vehicle is parked also. And guess what? The guy spends an hour and a half trying to break loose one nut that's rusted solid, okay? So it can go both ways. But what I'm going to say here, though, is I would urge you, when you bring your vehicle in someplace to get it worked on, ask them to give you an estimate in advance of the work. I know this will go over really, really well in some states, like Michigan, where they're required by law to do it. And in some states, it won't go over well at all, because they're going to say, oh, we can't do that. But the real question is, if there's a time and parts guide, and it says, here's what the parts cost, and here's what the time's going to be, they should be able to do that. They should be able to do that. So if they won't do that, you might want to ask around and try to find a place that will. But, you know, one of the things I think that does happen, and as Garrett pointed out, there were several operations performed on his wife's car, one of which was a brake job, and one of which was a brake flush. And once in a while, in the time and parts guides, it'll describe an action as if you're going to do a single operation here. You know, like let's suppose it's to replace the radiator. And then replacing the water pump is a separate operation. But if you do both of those at the same time, it might go a little faster. So I don't know if the time and parts guide is going to routinely say, okay, how much for a radiator is a single operation? How much is a water pump is a single operation? How much to do them both at the same time? And it's kind of like, hey, while you're in there, it might be easier to do this. So there might be some consolidation of time in that respect. But again, I don't know. Mechanics can tell me. But the real point I'm trying to make in all of this is that most consumers misunderstand, they underestimate how much power they have in the transaction. And when you are going in someplace to get work done, most people, unfortunately, take the attitude kind of like, oh, I'm a victim. My car broke down, and now I'm at the mercy of these people. I'm at the mercy of these people who are going to work on my vehicle. And you're not. You're a consumer. And you can bring your vehicle any place you want to. So you should always find someplace reputable that you like. If you can't find one, ask around. Okay? And by the way, I've told people, if you live in Oakland County, Michigan, email me directly and I'll tell you the people I use. Just a little shop on Dixie Highway. I've dealt with these guys in the past. They've always treated me well. I love these people. And it's just an independent shop. I love them. Oakland County, let me know. Meanwhile, ask around, find somebody you like, and go with them. But don't be scared to ask this stuff up front. What is this going to cost me? And ask them if they'll put it in writing. Now, they might not be required by law to put it in writing, but if I'm a business owner, okay, and someone comes to me and says, Steve, I want to hire you to give me a service, and I want to know in advance what it's going to cost me, I'll tell you. Now, there are some things I might not be able to tell you, depending on what kind of business we're in, but the point is, if you said, Steve, I want to hire you to do some legal work, what's it going to cost me? I can at least give you an estimate and tell you, well, here's what this is going to cost. Here's what this is going to cost. Filing fees is going to be this, probably going to be this. There might be a point where, you know, if it goes off the rails, it might go crazy, but the legal business is a little different. A water pump on a car is a finite operation, meaning that we pop the hood, remove the old one, stick on a new one, make sure it runs, close the hood, you're good to go. You're done. That's a job that can be done in a couple hours, depending on the car. So we're not talking about like, oh, it went haywire, you know, your car ran away, you know, lawsuits. No, it's a simple operation. So ask them in advance if they'll give you an estimate in writing and find a reputable shop, But understand that the time and parts guides are there for a reason. And they don't exaggerate those numbers to help anybody out. I've talked to mechanics to say, yeah, for everyone that we come in a half hour under, come another one's a half hour over. You know, and there's entire sections of Reddit dedicated to what rolls into the shop. Guy pops the hood on the car and he realizes, you know, half of it's held together with duct tape and zip ties, hanger wire, and things that they're not even sure, like, what is that, you know? So the real key here is be a good consumer by asking these questions in advance. How much are you going to charge me and why are you going to charge me that? And I understand it's going to be different from state to state. I've gotten so used to the idea that I go into a shop and they hand me a written estimate. But that's required by law in Michigan. And I understand that Michigan's a bit of an outlier in that respect. So again, for you, be aware that the time and parts guides exist, but ask them in advance if they'll tell you what it's going to cost you and see if they'll put that in writing, okay? Because as a consumer, you've got the right to ask. You don't have to give them your business. You do not have to go to that shop. There's got to be another shop out there. And so, you know, that's the point. But again, Garrett, thanks for the question. Great question. I hope that helps you a little bit. Questions, comments, put them below. Let's talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you for watching Leto's Law. Bless the rains down in Africa. Going to take some time to do the things we never had.